Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
I think one reason that kids fall out of love with poetry is that it's boring. When it's really young, if it's not done in an entertaining fashion for young kids. The Museum on the Moon is a poetry book that is not boring, it's STEM-oriented. Check out this subtitle, The Curious Objects on the Lunar Surface. That implies, hey, there's some stuff up on the moon that's man-made, and what's it doing there? We dropped it there. Some of it's on purpose. It could be like the 47 pounds of stuff that one of, I think it was Apollo 15, that it had to drop off because it picked up all the rocks, and the rocks weighs approximately 47 pounds. So they had to balance out the weight so the calculus to get the people home would be the same. But there's also a peace feather. They did an experiment there where they dropped a feather and a hammer at the same time. And guess what? They fell at the same rate. Things you didn't know, because this book combines poetry with typical poetic elements, maybe 8 to 12 lines of poetry with some gorgeous illustration with more explanation that's done in a paragraph form. So yeah, it's a book on poetry, of stuff on the moon, but it's also interesting art and a follow-up with a narrative paragraph that's going to drive that curiosity for those young audiences. This is poetry that's going to be great for pre-K kids all the way through third or fourth grade. Yeah, you third or fourth graders think you know everything, but you don't, because this is going to teach you stuff that your teachers didn't even know. I only knew a couple of the stories in this book, and I'm no genius, just smarter than the average guy at each school. That's me. Ah, you'll love this book. You pre-K kids all the way through fourth graders. It's The Museum on the Moon, and it's poetry that will change you and give STEM a chance.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.